Welcome to the Adult Child of Dysfunction podcast, where we untangle the past, rewrite the present, and reclaim our future. I am your host, Tammy Vincent, and together we will break free from old patterns, heal wounds, and create new narratives. Are you ready to transform the effects of your dysfunctional past into your superpowers? Are you excited to get back in touch with your true, authentic self? If so, then hit subscribe and join me weekly on the Adult Child of Dysfunction podcast. Here we will learn from experts as well as experienced thrivers how to turn our trials into smiles while living our most authentic and joyful lives. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back. Today we have with us another special guest, and today we have Jodi Jalene. She specializes in healing the emotions that create physical symptoms in the body. Jodi actually suffered for years with chronic health issues that no doctor could ever fix, and with a belly so bloated, she always looked 9 months pregnant. Through discovering her own methodology, she went from looking very pregnant to a flat stomach and now helps others to heal their chronic health issues too. Welcome, Jodi.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here, Tammy.
Yeah, we've had a couple good conversations lately, but I actually have a client that has the belly bloat thing, and I keep telling her it's stress, and she's been on every single diet, and nothing is seeming to work. So actually, you're a great one to have on here, because maybe you can give her some tips and tricks.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit more about, I mean, we're all here for a reason. We're all doing what we do because we're helping people get through something we went through. So kind of sum up a little bit about kind of what got you here.
Yeah. And you and I have some similar background as children, and it does start there, right? It's like I had a lot of trauma and abuse. I had an alcoholic father. And just all of that. Right. And so then that you carry that into adulthood and not realizing it, because all these wounds operate you on a subconscious level. And since I was 22, I tried to overcome my childhood abuse. I started reading, figuring it out, had gone to therapy a little bit, never really got any results there. But then I did some other things that really helped. But it wasn't until I hit rock bottom that I went much deeper. But during that time, I had what happened was I started to develop bloating issues, and it was kind of off and on at first. It was right before I got married, and I knew that I probably shouldn't get married, that this is probably not the right decision, but guess what I did?
Right.
I got married, and boom, that was it. My stomach was bloated, and 19 years of trying to figure it out. 19 years I lived that way. And I've studied health and development, self-development since I was 22. And so I know the body. I mean, I'm very into health, and I'm like, I should know this already, you know, like this is my thing. Why am I not healing? And so of course I did the diet restrictions, because it's not the food. I mean, yes, it can be food, but it's really not the food. It's more like you were saying, stress and emotions. And so it's like my body was actually speaking to me. I didn't know it at the time, but I know it now. So it's a response to the trauma that hasn't been healed. And so it was, so years later, I had gotten a divorce, and then guess what I did? I got into a relationship with an abusive narcissist. And this is not something we want to do, you know, like, well, why don't you just not do it? Well, it goes way deeper than that. It's what's familiar to you in a weird way. But, you know, of course, you know, the narcissists, they like get you in first, you know, with all of the things you want to hear, and then boom, everything changes. But for me, I feel like that in a weird way happened for a reason, because I hadn't healed those deeper wounds from childhood. I had healed, I had done a lot of things, but there was another level that I wasn't hitting. And so I had hit rock bottom. I was like, I feel like I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. And now I don't even know what that really means, but I had just like, I couldn't do it anymore. You know, you hit that breaking point. And I just said, never call me again, and hung up. You know, well, of course, he kept trying to call because that's what
because he's a narcissist.
So anyway, but I had to hit rock bottom. I know that now. I can see it. I had to hit that rock bottom. And then that is when I started changing everything. I started to do things to heal that piece, which we can talk about a little bit, but yeah. And then what happened was I was healing just wounds. I wasn't trying to heal my gut, you know, right. And my stomach got flat and I was like, oh my God, what happened? You know? And I realized all those years, my body was speaking to me and I had no idea. Like, your body speaks to you through symptoms.
Yes, absolutely. And so many times. I was just talking to a friend this morning and I have this thing in my neck and she's like, you know, stop trying to fix it and just embrace it and say love on it and say, you know, ask it, what is it trying to tell you? Like, it's telling you something. Like, are you holding your shoulders up higher? Probably, like, something is going on, you know, that you're having this pain in your neck all the time, all of a sudden. And you're right. Your body is always talking to you and we don't listen. No doctor ever says, well, listen to your body. What's it telling you?
Exactly. Oh yeah. And you know, that's why it's like a lot of people go to the doctors and they're like, well, we don't know what's wrong. Take this. You know, it's like, no, you're not getting to the root. There's a root there and you'll never get to it that way. And what happens is if we ignore it, not that you're doing it on purpose, but what I mean by ignore it, because I wasn't ignoring it yet. I was ignoring it in a way because I was doing things that weren't helping it. So if you try to do things to cover it up, it will become worse, which it did for me, or it'll pop up in another area. So you're not going to get away with it. You just won't. You will keep going downhill. You have to do something different and get to the root to start going, I call it up the ladder of health, you know, rather than down the ladder of health. And I'll tell you one thing I didn't mention, but I want to like mention this too. It wasn't that I looked 9 months pregnant, which was bad enough, but I was in pain all the time. I spent hours and hours and hours and hours a day in the bathroom. There were days I couldn't breathe because the pressure was so huge. I couldn't stand up straight, so I wouldn't go anywhere. It affects your life. You live your life around your symptoms rather than being in the world. I mean, it's debilitating when you have chronic issues going on in the body.
Absolutely. So tell us some of the things besides getting rid of the narcissist that you did. I mean, that's a big one. I have a lot of people that tell me that. As a matter of fact, I'm very curious I have a client. And when I first met her, it was one of those, we talked through all these things and she was kind of in this complacent marriage. And I kept thinking to myself, she was going to do that. That was her decision. So I was like, okay, we're going to have to make the best of that. And I kept thinking, gosh, if she would just do what in my heart was like, oh, just get away from him. You know what I mean? Like things will start to pan out if you can just that one thing. So I actually just talked to her yesterday and she's like, okay, we had a coming to Jesus and we're getting divorced. I was like, wow. So I am very curious because she is the one that has been suffering this bloat and just this feelings of ick. And I'm just like, it's stress. It's not being able to do what you want to do. You're like so tense all the time. And I said, I think that's going to make a huge difference. So I'm curious to see, like, I'm really curious.
Because in a way, like, it's also not following your path, right? She's staying in a situation that's just not right. And her soul is screaming at her, literally, like her body, right? Your body is your voice. Your body tells you everything. It's all in the body. And so, so her body is screaming at her to change the situation, you know, heal deeper. There's a reason that she's in that space, which, you know, and it's probably familiar. There's things that happened in her past, more most likely. And so then she's operating from that. It's a trauma response.
It's absolutely a trauma response. And so much of the world right now, where so many people are living in this trauma reactive, and it's easy to put a band-aid on it, or it's easy to stay in that comfortable. I mean, your mind, obviously, like you said, your mind would rather have a familiar hell than an unfamiliar heaven. And people need to be like, wow, that's true. I really, it's easier. It's familiar.
It's programming. We're programmed and we're indoctrinated with so much in this world. And when you see yourself here, I don't know if people are listening to this and not seeing me, but I'm holding my hand at a certain level. And when and this is how you see yourself, it's your self-identity. And if when you start climbing higher than that, there's something inside of you that pulls you back to that subconsciously. Now, we don't, all of this is subconscious. We're not doing this on purpose. It's like, oh, abuse me. No, we're not doing that. But it's just how we see ourselves. So, I mean, I can look back and this is like a kind of a silly example, but yet I bet people can relate to it, and it's wearing certain clothes. Okay. So I had these like t-shirts that I would wear that, weren't the best for me. That didn't look good on me, right? But I would wear them. It's like, well, I have them, I'll wear them. Because my self-image wasn't like, I'll tell you what I experienced after. I don't know how to explain it then, but okay. So later I find these, like a few of these t-shirts, quite a few years ago in my drawer. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just wear them to sleep in, right? Like, why am I doing this? I put it on. I literally could not keep it on my body. I felt energetically so icky because they didn't fit me. They were big. The high collar, which is not my kind of style, and it was like I literally could not keep them on my body. Yet years ago, I wore them because of my self-image was just like, oh, it's good enough for me, right? And I'm
Or
like,
who's gonna look at me, any, who's gonna care what I look like, and I'm not making this big impression in the world anyway, so I'm going to keep myself small and not, step out.
And it's subtle, it's insidious, and it's subtle, yet it's there. And these little things matter because if I went out wearing that t-shirt, how do I feel on an energetic level? Like crap. I don't feel good in what I'm wearing, but okay, I'm just going to the store. Then compared to like when you feel good in what you wear, you walk out the door, your energy is different. Well, of course you're going to get different things back in your life. Everything's energy. And I'll tell you, the abusive narcissist would never, and somebody like that would never show up in my space. Never. I do not vibrate on that level. It would never happen. I know that. Like I can say that with certainty because I'm healed at a deeper level. So that isn't who I am anymore. I have a completely different self-image.
Well, just and even just looking at clothes, taking that for an ex as using that as an example, when you have that t-shirt on, your whole, because I do it, I get my comfy clothes. I actually have a pumpkin shirt that was my grandmother's, and when she passed, I was like, I want the pumpkin shirt. It's literally ripped in the neck because she wore it for like 15 years. But when I'm in that, okay, I just want to kind of cower and just get snugly and like not see the world, put a blanket over my head. That's my pumpkin shirt. And how do you carry yourself when you're wearing that? You're literally, I can picture myself like rolling up, like curling up, because that's the image, that's what you're feeling. I haven't worn that shirt in many years because I realized that it was actually doing me more damage than help by wearing my grandmother's pumpkin shirt. I thought it was a comfort thing, and it wasn't. It was a, I just don't want to be seen by anybody, so I'm going to throw this ugly piece of garbage on.
And it changes your energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
So
energy, everything,
energy is, and like you said, you go out wearing this, and so you're putting out this positive energy. You're putting out this energy of confidence. You're putting out or lack of confidence. And that's where you attract that person. You're a target. You're a prey when you're out there with, without being able to walk in your confidence.
Yeah.
And then when they come to you, then you're back to, okay, here goes your trauma wound where it's comfortable because they might treat you badly, but you're used to it and you know how to deal with that. And then it's a vicious cycle. But so tell us, for the people listening, let's say they have some chronic health issues and they don't know that it is stemming from childhood. What are some questions you might ask yourself to see if it's related to that?
Yeah. Well, if you're having symptoms, it's related to wounds. I mean, pure and simple, it just is, because your body is letting you know there's something deeper to heal. So any symptom. Okay. So let me give you an example. So, what does your body do when you're hungry?
Your stomach growls.
Yeah. It's speaking to you. It's telling you like, hey, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. And then if we ignore it, what will happen? You know, we'll starve to death. In our thought patterns and stuff go right in our body too, our emotions. So I'll give you an example of that. If that's like, well, what do you mean? Okay. So if you have, say you, I'm assuming females on here, it can go either way, right? Men liking a woman, like, okay, so you're, you like someone and they're coming to pick you up on a date and they knock on their door and ooh, you immediately get those butterflies in your belly. I mean, we've all experienced that, right? And so it's like, oh, wow. You know, I feel good. But that response, boom, was that fast in your body. Do you have butterflies in your belly? No, but this is how fast, boom, your emotions go into the body. And I'll tell you too, when I knew that it was emotional, when my stomach went flat, I was like, oh my God, this was emotional. But it was solidified for me when I was still in that kind of healing where I had good days and bad days. And, I had a friend over and we were talking, we're standing in the kitchen, my phone rang, I looked down and it was him. And that fast, my stomach got huge. And I looked at her and I pointed to my stomach, like it was instantaneous. And that really solidified it for me. Like it's emotional. So this is what your body does. It responds to your thoughts. It responds to your emotions. So if you have symptoms, it's a trauma response. It's something unhealed because that energy gets trapped in there. There's trapped energy. So that energy has to be released. And I had a client once that said to me, I don't really get how this works. It's almost like it released. I said, exactly.
It's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. Wow. Yeah. And there's some, I mean, pretty, and the biggest example I use, because everybody hears about the fight and flight and people are, you know, they don't understand that people that went through trauma as children, that it dysregulates that nervous system. And so you spend a lot more time in fight and flight than you do in the rest and relax. And when you do that, I mean, I just did a whole thing on just cortisol and how it literally causes diabetes and heart issues and weight gain. You know, it's sugar that converts to sugar that sits on your waist and all of those things. So, So fixing, you know, if you have, I mean, I was a perfect example. From my past and my stress, I got a couple things. I got chronic arthritis in my jaw, which for everybody out there listening, it's not because I talk too much, like my family says. But no, it's because I spent my whole childhood clenching my teeth and it destroyed, you know, so even now, like if I wake up and my jaw hurts, I don't wear a night piece at night or anything, but I will wake up and I'll be like, okay, let me think about this. Why? What went on yesterday? Or what did I do that made me clench my teeth? Because it has nothing to do with my teeth. My husband's like, go to the dentist. No, it's not about the dentist. It's about, why am I clenching? Why am I clenching?
Yes.
But yeah, when I went to the doctor at 18, 19 years old, I was in college and I was vomiting blood. They never once said, what's your home life like? What do you have any anxiety? Do you have any stress? They never asked me that. They just prescribed a bunch of medicine to keep me, you know, and then wanted to check my esophagus to make sure I didn't erode it with all the blood and acid and, you know, but I know because as soon as I started getting better, you know, the more better I got, the better that got.
Yeah, see? It's so tied in. Had you kept on the prescriptions, who knows with all the side effects, what would have happened? You know, other things pop up and yeah, it's not good.
No.
Yeah.
So talk about, give us some other examples, like of people that are out there. You had a lot of chronic things. It sounds like you had the bloating. You said you had
heart issues. Yeah. And then I actually in my 20s had supraventricular tachycardia. I had heart issues, I think, because my heart was broken as a child. Like, right? Metaphorically, like this is how this works too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I actually have a good friend that's a grief counselor, and she's, her tag is the positive widow, and she counsels people through that. But she literally did a whole thing one day on how broken heart syndrome is a physical thing, how the emotions are so intense from a broken heart, emotionally broken heart, that it will mess up with your heart rate and your heart rhythm. And that's,
And I wanted to say too, when I was little, I would hold my breath so I wouldn't cry. And I know a lot of people do this today because people tell me, and it's like, I was stuffing my feelings because I did not want anyone to know how much pain I was in, emotional pain. And so it's like, wow, what did I do? Stuff the feeling in the body, you know, like you're holding it in. You don't want to say, you put a mask on. All of this shows up in the body. We get disconnected from ourselves. So part of the work is getting getting embodied, getting reconnected to yourself.
Right. Absolutely. And it's a process. So what are some first steps? Because I know, like, I will just tell my clients, first of all, just be aware. You know, if you think you got something going on, and I don't know who the psychologist is that said it and that tells people is this simple trick, and I use it all the time, and I really have to figure out who it is so I can give them credit. But they always will literally say, you know, picture your favorite ice cream and picture eating your favorite food. And how do you feel? Like, how does it make you feel, Jody? When you're picturing your favorite food, it makes you feel happy, joyous, and feels good. Now say, I deserve all good things.
I deserve all good things.
And how does it feel? Does it feel good?
Yeah.
Okay. To a lot of people, and this is a bit very good test, a lot of people will get that clench in their stomach or that tighten in their back or their jaw because they don't truly believe it. So when people say to me, I'm 100% good, I'm over that. It could be anything. You know, it could be, you know, I'm over forgiving my brother for molesting me as a child. And I'll say, okay, you know, say it out loud to yourself. You know, I love my brother and I forgive him 100%. How does it feel? And if they haven't, it's going to hit them somewhere.
Yeah.
Because you can mentally talk yourself in and out of anything, but your body can't, your body doesn't lie.
Yep. Yep. For sure. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I tell, you know, I'm like, I do it to myself. I'm like, oh, I'm not mad at him anymore. And I will be like, okay, you know, I 100% forgive him and love him again, like I used to. And no, I will clench. You can't fake that. It's like faking appendicitis when they poke and they let go and you're trying not to pretend it hurts.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Your body doesn't lie.
Yeah. Yep. Your body doesn't lie for sure.
Yeah.
You've got to start unwinding and uncovering the pieces that are creating that trauma response. That's part of work, and start listening to your body, slowing down, reducing the stress, focusing on yourself. So many times we women, we're always doing for others, and it is very hard to focus on you. It sounds simple, but it's not easy.
No.
We're so used to giving our power away. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, yeah. I mean, we're used to giving our power away in a way, subconsciously, by helping everybody else, and we come last. And what are we telling our body? You don't matter. You don't matter.
Yep.
What's your body going to do?
Yeah. And that again comes back from way back when, where it maybe was a safety thing to make sure that your brothers and sisters were taken care of, or it was make sure mom and dad have everything they need so I don't get in trouble, or I don't get, you know, it, sometimes it's a safety, sometimes it's just a convenience. Sometimes, I mean, every child that grows up like that takes a specific role, whether they're the caretaker or the mascot or the joker, whatever it is, you know, there's all these different roles, and a lot of them are the pleasing roles, which is the, you know, we have the fight, the flight, and the freeze, but we also have the fawn, which is kind of like the stand outside of your body and just make sure everybody's happy but you. We
you
can
know,
make
one,
it all.
Yeah. One thing I want to mention too that I did was I had to freaking take ownership that I allowed someone to abuse me. Now, some people might think, no, he did that. That was his fault. No. Yes, he did that. I'm not saying he didn't. I also allowed that to happen to me. And yes, it was trauma response. Yes, it was learned behavior as a child, but I still had to look inside of me. What in me did not value myself at all that I would let someone treat me like that, scream at me to the point that I was like, oh my God, my whole, oh, I didn't even get into all that. My whole body twisted. I couldn't, my upper and lower torso like twisted so much that my body weight on my knee, I had so much pain. I couldn't walk. I could hardly walk because the weight was shifted awkwardly. And and I was in pain. I tried to tell him that, and he, of course, you know, he couldn't hear me. And that was like, oh my God, that, I mean, there was so much going on, but that is also, my body was like, what the hell are you doing? You know? Yeah. And it was responding in being twisted. I was twisted up inside mentally, emotionally, physically from all this abuse. And so after I had, you know, said, never call me again, it's like, I went internal. I'm like, why would you allow someone to abuse you like that? And so it's like, oh, I think I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I felt. Cause when you're abused, you don't think you're valuable. You think, you know, cause I used to say, why do people treat me like I'm a piece of shit? Well, duh, I didn't know that, but it's like, oh, I'm treating myself like I'm a piece of shit.
Right.
I mean, I'm just being real here. Hopefully I can swear like that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Of course.
You know, no. It sucks to admit that, but it's the truth.
Well, and and especially as a kid, when it's your person that's supposed to be your safety person, when it's supposed to be your caregiver, your little brain is never going to admit that they're wrong. So you have to internalize it. You have to, it has to be you, because it can't be them, because you are 100% dependent on them for your safety. So you immediately internalize it. But you also have to, I mean, I know with that, and for the people out there listening, don't beat yourself up either. I mean, you have to take responsibility. And I always say, now that you're aware, you know why you develop these patterns. You know why you develop these characteristics now that you're listening to things like this and reading and everything else. But now it's your responsibility to make better choices. But you can't go back. You can't undo those things. So you have to give yourself grace and learn from them. Like you said, why would you ever do that? Well, it made you aware of the fact that, wow, I got some work to do because I don't feel worthy. Yeah. I don't feel worthy of good things at all.
Yep. You have to own it and process through it. Like I let myself cry and cry and cry and cry and cry because that helps it to release.
Yeah. Yep. Crying, going out in the woods, screaming. I mean, you do what you gotta
whatever
do.
Whatever it is.
You gotta get it out. I mean, we're so, you know, I taught first grade, and I, even as a teacher, you know, someone's crying or being sad. It's easy when you got 26 kids in a room to be like, would you just stop for a second? instead of saying, you know, go ahead, cry it out, you know, but it's like, you got to cry it out. And we're taught as a society, it's not cool to cry. It's not tough. You know, I don't know how many times I heard the expression, suck it up, buttercup, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right? And
And then what
now
happened to
it's like,
the body?
yep. And then you go to, as an adult, what do? You suck it up, buttercup. And it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally sucks the life out of you is what it does. And you are a
Yes.
perfect example. I love the twisting and thing, because even though it's metaphorical, it's not. Like, it is, it's telling you something
Yeah.
for sure.
Yep. The body, it's incredible. You
Yeah.
know what it tells you. It's incredible.
The
That's why
brain.
I say it's always speaking to you.
Always, always. And you just have to be aware. So start listening to it, because it takes some time. You don't always know. But I love that you know, like you said, it's trapped inside you. Like, it's screaming to get out. So it is kind of using these things. Like, you're twisted emotionally and mentally. And it does. It is going to do those things. I used to joke, and when I got used to get overwhelmed, and it was like my whole body, I can remember thinking like, oh my God, like, I literally felt like pins and needles, and like this. And I used to say, yeah, I feel like I'm a rubber band. Like, I was like, my head, my arms, everything. I used to feel like I was just being stretched in a million directions. And it was the same thing. And I was like, oh wow, maybe that's them telling me I'm being stretched in a million directions. It was just funny, like those little things that you don't think about, but that's, you know, I did. I felt everything just felt like it was being stretched, and maybe that was it telling me.
Yeah.
But unless you're aware, you don't know to even put two and two together.
Yeah.
But I just love that you said, when I asked you that question, like, what are some signs, or how would people know, that you basically said, if you have a symptom,
Yeah.
it's there.
Yeah.
There wasn't
Right.
like, well, it could be, or it might be, or what the hell, I don't know.
Yeah. It's
It
how your
was.
body is designed. We're not taught that. We're taught that something's wrong. You need to go here and get it fixed.
Right. Instead of, what does it actually mean?
Yes.
So what about people that are listening now? This is a big one. What about people that are listening, and they're like, well, I have cancer.
Yeah.
What are your
Cancer,
thoughts on that?
yeah, cancer is your body speaking to you also. And it could be having a toxic buildup, toxic thoughts, toxic emotions. And there's a lot of toxins in the world too, chemicals and different things that we're exposed to all the time. But you can heal that also. And I mean, that's more of a, there's a lot more to do with that type of thing. But the emotions are a component of it. They're definitely a component that if you're doing all the other things, make sure you do that piece too. And I'm like all natural. I try to do everything as much as humanly possible, except I color my hair. That's like the, I know that's not good. But other than that, I try to do everything that is natural. I know they have henna's, but thank you for working for me. But yeah, so but really doing natural is as much as humanly possible because our bodies respond to that. They don't respond to other things. A chemical is like a toxin and your body inflames, inflammation. You're it's trying to get it out. This is why your body is having, you know, cancer and different things because it's something's inside going, no, like this is we don't want this in here. It doesn't know what to do.
Right. Your body is a very smooth running, well-oiled machine, but
Yes.
if it could run the way it was meant to run. But like, a lot of people don't understand, you throw, like we talked, going back into that cortisol, you throw that, too much of that, into the system, and the body doesn't know what to do. So it starts shutting down other things that should be taking care of you at that point to deal with this quote unquote toxin. I mean, and really, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know one person said to me, well, emotions can't cause inflammation. I was like, oh yeah, they can. It doesn't
Yeah.
have to be a physical stress. It can be a mental stress for sure that causes inflammation.
100%. Yep.
100%.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'll tell you this real quick.
No, you're
Sorry.
good. No, you're good.
I remember when I was, this was this was probably right before I healed my, went from looking 9 months pregnant to a flat stomach. I had inflammation in my body, of course, right? Because I was going through all this trauma. And when I would get up in the morning, my inflammation was worse. Once I moved, it felt a little better. But when I get up, I had to literally take one step at a time walking down the stairs because I had so much inflammation. I was in pain.
Yeah.
But that's the response to the emotions.
Yeah.
Just wanted to share that.
No, inflammation is huge. And I always say, I was just on a live the other day and it was called Ditch the Pharma, basically talking about how to use holistic practices and oils and things versus the medicines.
Yes.
And we were talking about that. And that it's so anything that ends in itis, which is the root word for inflammation, the most, you look up 10 of the most painful ailments, they all, like six of them end in itis. Like diverticulitis, appendicitis, bursitis. And I'm like, I sat down one day and I was writing all the things that I've ever had that ended in itis. And I'm like, shit, no wonder it's been so painful. But think about anything that ends in itis, gingivitis, anything that ends in itis hurts because it's inflammation.
Yeah.
So yeah, crazy. Yeah. So tell people what you do with all this information.
So yeah. So what I do is I help people heal the emotions that are trapped in the body, the unresolved wounds that are trapped in the body, and help them get really embodied so they can get back in their power, take control of their health. You have way more control over your health than you have any idea. I mean, I could scream that from the rooftops.
Right.
You literally do. You have way more control. And you can have health in the body. So it's really healing the unresolved emotions that are trapped in the body and getting you reconnected, right? Getting you embodied again.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just people need to know. People need to, like you said, you want to just get up on the rooftop and scream it. Like, I just every little situation I get into where I just want to go like, oh, it's not, you don't need. I mean, I was at a point where I was taking, they say like an antacid, you're supposed to take one a day for no more than 2 weeks. I took two a day plus 10 to 12, 1200 milligram Tums for almost 15 years.
Wow.
And I cannot believe, and I only think that my body is super resilient in the fact that I don't have esophageal erosion and I don't, that I was able to, I haven't, yeah, I found a Tums in a, stuck on the inside of a medicine cabinet. And I was like, God, I haven't had a Tums in 3 years. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know? And, but it was so bad. It was so bad. And, now it's like, if my stomach hurts, I can breathe through it.
Mm-hmm.
I just breathe through it. Just relax, take some deep breaths. And usually I can get rid of a headache, a stomach ache, I can get rid of all those things.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I could literally talk to you all day.
I know.
I
totally could too.
I know.
We experienced that last time when I interviewed you.
I think we did. That was fun. But so if people want to get hold of you or want to read more of your stuff or see, where do they find you?
So I have a quiz that you can take and you'll probably put it in the show notes, but it's at peaceofmyheart.net/quiz. And peace is like PEACE, like the peace sign, peaceofmyheart.net/quiz, QUIZ. You can take this quiz and it'll tell you what emotions are affecting you. Depending on what you have, like what emotions are affecting your physical body and what you can do about it.
Okay. So there are specific, that's one of the things I was going to ask you. And this is my last question because I meant to ask you this before. So are there typically, like, if you're sad, is it your digestion? If you're anxious, is there something that you've put together through all of your healing where you can kind of pinpoint?
Well, that's the, yeah. And
that's the quiz.
The quiz will help. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just take the quiz and see what it says about me.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to do it.
And I mean, I don't get into each body part or anything like that,
no.
but yeah.
Mm-mm. No, of course not. But yeah, because
That
it really would.
forever.
But okay, so I will definitely put that in the show notes. And then before you leave the listeners, this has been a lot of good information, but if there's one thing you could maybe just one word of advice or words of wisdom or something from Jodi Jalene that you want them to know.
Gosh, I have two, but okay.
You can give us two. You can give us
All
two.
right. Okay. And I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again, is you have way more control over your health than you realize. Okay. And the other thing is nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with your body. And you might be thinking, well, then why do I feel like this? Boy, she's crazy. No, it's just speaking to you. And just telling you there's a deeper wound that needs to be healed. There's an emotional wound that's getting trapped in there, and you can heal that. So nothing is wrong. We always think something's wrong with us. And of course, what is that? Our body contracts then. We're making it
Right.
worse. Nothing's wrong with you. So it's really getting to the wound and healing at the deeper emotional level that's going to release it out of the body. And it's not, and then you get physically healthy, but you also have other things in your life that shift because that ha it ha it's inevitable it'll shift other areas
Oh, yeah.
because you're working on the emotions and the thoughts. And so, yeah, your career, whatever, relationships, all of it. It's cool.
Yeah, and when you're in pain and when you're just dealing with the effects and just with the symptoms of pain, there's nothing good going on. So, it's a vicious cycle, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on and thank you for those tips. And yeah, I love to say that we're not broken. We're not, we're just not. So thank you so much, Jodi.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, Tammy, for having me. I love it. It's great.
Yeah, anytime. And for everybody out there, you heard it. You heard it from the mouth of babe. So there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You have so much more control over your own body than you know. And there are people like Jodi out there that will show you how to work through some of it, show you how to heal from all of it. You all
Yep.
have a blessed day, and we will see you next week. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Adult Child of Dysfunction podcast. If this episode resonated with you, or you think someone else could benefit from what you heard, why not share it with someone you care about? Let's heal from our past and take back control of our lives together. If you're interested in learning more, head on over to www.tammyvincent.com for a free chapter of my book, Surviving Alcoholic Parents. While you're there, be sure to catch my invigorating seminar, Awakening Your Authentic Self. Together, we will rewrite our stories and turn trials into triumphant smiles. Until next time, keep embracing your strength, keep being you, and know that you are more than enough. You are way more than enough right here, right now.